Assistant Park City Manager Matt Dias is spending 2 days of the week at the state capitol. At this point, he says it's been smooth sailing, but the city will be ready to act if something comes up unexpectedly.
Being from the East Coast originally, we always sort of practice Murphy's Law. We plan for the worst, but hope for the best. And I feel a little bit like it's Groundhog Day when I was before city council last week. I basically had the same tune, which is, at the moment, there are some really large kind of statewide issues facing the legislature, whether it's transportation, education, air quality. And then lately, Count My Vote and the Medicare discussion, they're really sort of sucking the oxygen out of the Capitol. And what that means is we're finding legislators are having less time to deal with sort of pet issues or message bills. And that's good and bad. It's good because it's very easy at the moment to sort of identify what's pressing and what we need to pay attention to. But it also means that, pressure is building. There are 7 days left of the 2014 legislative session. And, not much has really happened yet, and that's good and bad. But it's a little scary, so we have all hands on deck.
A change in the gas tax, he says, could be beneficial for Park City in the long term.
Currently, the gas tax, it's sort of a flat tax. It's a set amount. It has no inflationary component. It hasn't been adjusted in 17 years. And the most favorable piece of legislation, if I had to pick one, appears to be Senator Valentine's bill, which would take the current tax. It would cut it in half and then would restore that half, so to speak, with a new methodology that allows for an inflationary component. So going forward, it would now have 50% of that tax would be inflationary. And it wouldn't be a windfall all at once. This wouldn't happen in year one. It would be phased in, so it wouldn't be a windfall by any means. But it is progress.
There are also a few bills that could affect how sales taxes are distributed, but he says there may not be enough time in the session to get to them.
This year, like other years, there are a few bills, one in particular, one bill to amend the distribution of the local sales tax, which would have a great impact on Park City. Again, I think in our favor is that these larger issues are really dominating the day. And, so to speak, time is running out, and I think that's going to work in our favor. But there is a bill out there, and we do have our eye on it. And, if it were ever to look like it was moving in a direction for adoption, we would obviously mobilize.
Dias says he meets regularly with members of the Utah League of Cities and Towns.
Just a very powerful trade association with the cities and towns' interests at heart. Weekly, myself, usually the city manager, Diane Foster, Mayor Jack Thomas. We've also had several other elected officials will attend a Monday meeting with elected officials from all across the state that represent cities and towns. And it's sort of a dump of ideas where we're sharing ideas. Sometimes we'll take a position on certain bills and legislation, but we also strategize messaging, which hearings to attend. It's a great sort of weekly jump start to the week. And I also have a Thursday meeting in addition with the Utah League of Cities and Towns. A little bit of a smaller group. Again, more of a strategy session.
That's Park City Assistant City Manager Matt Dias. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.